Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, you are live on Lilydale Radio, coming to you from Western New York, the largest spiritualist community in the world. If you wish to phone in, and we're going to leave it open to almost any subject you want to talk about, it's 818-739-8818. Again, that's 818-739-8818. And you can call in about questions about your future possibilities, about loved ones who have passed on, or communicating with angels and guides, or if you have a feeling of a story that you would like to that you'd like to send to us, that you feel as though we could all benefit from us. Now, I do believe we have someone right away on the radio, and it's Miranda. Are you there?
I'm here, yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. And for the viewers, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Okay. And what is your question tonight?
Yes. So I am exploring the possibility of purchasing a home. And I've narrowed in on three of them. I've seen one physically. The other two I have not yet seen, but will be viewing probably in a week or so. And one of them is new construction, and the other one is about 15 years old, and the one I saw is, maybe about 50 years old. So they're like a range, new to relatively new to older home. And I was hoping you could certainly give me your intuitive insight, but would love also to connect to my paternal grandmother if she's willing to shed some light upon the right home for me.
Okay, so now we're going to wait for your grandmother to come. But in the meantime, I could do something called remote viewing. So basically, if you know the address, let's do them individually. If you knew the address of each individual home, I can go visit each place, and I could tell you, how I feel there. Now, I am not here to tell you which one you should and which one you shouldn't buy, right?
I understand.
What's going on in each place. So which one would you like to start with?
I don't want to give the whole address, so I could give you the house number. Would that help?
Okay, yes, that will help.
Yeah.
Okay, let me go there. I saw construction there. Is there still construction going on around there?
Yes. That's the one that actually is still in the process of being built, the new home.
But then there is construction. Okay, I want to make sure I have the right one. And
you're right.
And, I got this other feeling that approximately 3 years from now, the value of that house will be going up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the first impression I want to say, this could also end up being an investment for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I get a feeling in about 5 years from now, you probably wouldn't be able to afford it.
Okay? Right. Okay.
Number one thing.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Okay, here we are on the air. Sorry, folks. We lost some people, so we're going to try again. Okay. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, can I help you?
Yes, it's Jay Cullen from Canada. What show is this again? Sorry.
Okay, and so it's a show from Lilydale, New York. You know where Lilydale, New York is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. Well, my name is John White, and we're on live on Block Talk Radio called Journeys of Light, and from Lilydale, New York. And you can call in about questions about mediumship or intuition or any stories that you feel as though you may have that could inspire other people. Have you ever been to Lilydale?
No, I haven't. I'm a long ways away from there. So I know it's in New York State. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. And how did you come upon this phone number?
I saw it on the Block Talk radio page.
Okay. Is there any questions you'd like to ask?
Sure. I just wonder regarding, for myself, it was quite the monumental year for a lot of people. So, you know, next year we'll see what it's like, but I just wonder what do people do to actually wake up? Because I know there's not very many people who have woken up already to what's actually going on. So what are your insights
now,
about
that? Are you talking about what's going on in the world or what's going on inside your own consciousness? What is a very specific question?
Well, in the world itself, because I think that's the triggers that actually wake us up, isn't it? Some things like that, trauma, what's going on in the world, you know, just events that trigger us. I just wondered what your thoughts are about that is for the upcoming year. Not for myself, but just for the people in general.
For the world.
Pretty important,
right.
Year. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, of course it's a very important year. Did you see the UFO thing that they saw, that they showed on CNN?
I don't watch CNN.
I don't watch mainstream media. Okay, no, the reason why I'm asking you that question is the American government released a film of an unidentified flying object that was doing things that and flying in ways that we don't have the technology, to be able to do that yet. Okay? So the only reason why I'm bringing this up, number one, we're actually all surprised that the government actually released something like that. And the same note that the government literally admitted that they've been pouring millions of dollars into that project for the last several years. Now, anytime the government releases something, they do it for a reason. So it is possible that this coming year or the next couple of years, that the government will be a little bit more open about, if you want to call them, unidentified flying objects, or the things that we have in space that we don't really understand. So I believe that's one thing that is going on. And also, the other thing that's going on is, I don't want to get political, but governments are governments, and they take care of their own. So I believe it's just going to be the same old, same old as far as the government is concerned. What is your personal belief, sir?
Pardon me?
What is your personal belief about what's...
I think what's happening right now is that I think people are waking up and actually trying to figure out actually what's going on, because I think they've been asleep for a long, long time, and they got to do some looking to find out why is this happening, and why is the topic of conversation always has to do with politics, what's happening in the United States or around the world, right? So I think it's about a lot of empowerment right now for a lot of individuals who actually, if they want to go on a spiritual path, or whether it's mediumship or increasing their abilities and things like that. I think it's just a real wide, opening right now. And I think we got there's certain people that want to put them into different, they attract them to different groups. But I think it's just it's really wide open right now where people can go. So I feel that right now, and anything is actually really a time to be empowered right now.
Okay, beautiful. We appreciate your. And thank you very much for calling, sir. Thank you. Okay,
John, next we have Miranda. She's actually the woman that you were reading earlier, but she got cut off because of a technical glitch.
I know. There was a technical glitch where we are. The power got turned off. Okay, and so if it happens again, it's not my fault. Okay, Miranda, are you on the line?
I'm here, yes, thank you. Oh, so we had just gotten started, and all of a sudden it just went dead, and I was like, oh, no.
Okay.
So you had picked up something about this house could be very profitable for me, the first house that I gave you, the new construction.
Yeah, we got a feeling that in a couple of, first of all, to recap, mm-hmm. I had a feeling construction going on there, and then you mm-hmm. said you're thinking of building or there is construction going on there. But then I actually tuned into, and I felt in approximately 5 years from now, you wouldn't mm-hmm. be able to afford the home. And the reason why I'm saying that to you is that it's actually an investment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was mm-hmm. one of the other addresses? What was one of the other addresses you gave us?
Okay. The other one is 551.
Okay. I don't get a lot of energy around that one, tell you the truth.
Okay.
I don't get a lot of energy
That's good confirmation. Initially, I liked it, but then the more I think about it, I don't think it'll be a good fit. So the last one,
John,
is 225.
Okay. Now, what state is that? Is that in California also?
No, all of these are in New Jersey.
Okay, 225. Okay, let me go there. It's funny with that one also. I get a feeling of the price of the territory around there is going to go through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really thinking about taxes for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So mm-hmm. again, that obviously becomes more expensive to be in. Okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
let me ask you a very unusual question. This may be kind of simple, but did your grandmother make pies? Was she a good cook?
She didn't make pies, but she was a good cook, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I think I was in the house that you're thinking of building, the first one, and I felt I was in the kitchen, okay? And I got a feeling that I just got good feelings about the kitchen. So, if I'm communicating with your grandmother, right, I believe that the first house is the one that you should seriously look at, because I feel that would be the one that would be not only an investment, but it would be very fruitful there. And that's that's the feeling I get. Okay,
and I can't remember now because we got cut off. I don't remember whether I gave you that number already, the 225. I have to listen back once the show is over. Because was the one you felt that was being constructed. They're still in the process of building the house. Yes.
That felt like it was the most positive one. Okay, I'm sorry we have to go. We got a lot of calls, but we'd like to thank you very much.
I understand. I appreciate it. Thank you
honey.
So much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a Dolores from State College at Pennsylvania. Hello? Hello. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
hi.
I can
how are
hear
you tonight?
Can you hear me? I'm
yes,
wonderful.
I can.
Okay. I was wanting to know. I'm making a big move, or I'm thinking about it. Do I stay in Pennsylvania, or do I move home to Texas?
Oh my goodness. Okay. Let me just.
I'm really conflicted on this one.
Yeah, I really feel Texas with you. Did you say that was your home?
Yes, that is my home, South Texas.
Okay, because it felt, I wanted to make sure that I was, I got it. So I just had a feeling of, it's like your soul is still there. That's an impression that I get. Okay?
Yeah.
If you, now you have free will and you can obviously stay here wherever you are at this time. But I get a feeling that there'll always be a yearning to be able to go back there, okay? Now, the word synchronicity means, when things accidentally happen on purpose. So I definitely get a feeling that a lot of the synchronicity events will come up to bring you back there. Okay?
Okay.
Now, regardless of what I say, you're the one that has to make that decision, right?
Absolutely. It's odd because I've started meeting people here that are from my hometown, and my hometown is very small.
I'm not surprised.
Okay.
See, that should tell you something right there.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling us tonight.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.
And John, actually, Grace had one more question about where her father buried the money.
Is this a serious question?
That is a serious question.
Joyce? Okay, you're listening to Joyce. She's the producer. How are you tonight, Joyce?
Wonderful. How are you, John?
Okay. And we're asking, the girl who just phoned asked, where did her father bury the money? Well, I don't see it anywhere, so that should tell me a lot. I'm serious. Okay? I don't see it, okay? So that means that this whole thing about him burying money may not be really real, okay? Okay.
Well, next we have Ellie, who's calling from Buffalo. She has a question about whether things are going to look up next year. She said she had a very stressful year this past year, and she wants to know if you see things improving or what you see for her coming up.
Okay, let me tag in Ellie. Okay. Ellie, can you hear me?
Yes.
How are you tonight?
Pretty good.
Okay, now in your own words, what would you like us to try to tune into tonight?
I had an accident almost 2 years ago, and like a lot of things all tied up in red tape. And I applied for Social Security, and I got some automobile cases going on, and I've been just really stressed. And I just was wondering, I wanted to move, and I just was wondering, you know, how next year is going to be for me.
So obviously there's a lot of things going on in your life, okay? Okay.
Yeah.
So I really get a feeling, as I'm tuning into you, I really feel as though it's going to be an amazing year for you. Now, at this point, I can't tell you where you're physically moving, but I definitely get a feeling of you moving, and I feel as though I get a feeling it ends up being actually a beautiful home. Okay? There's a reason for this unusual question. Do you ever go to the gym? Do you ever go to the gym to work out?
No. I was in an accident. Hello?
We're just having a technical glitch here. So if you want to just hang on, John, we'll reconnect in just a moment. You're listening to Journey of the Light with John White in Lilydale, New York. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. Again, that number to call in is 818-739-8818. And John is taking calls for questions regarding future possibilities, questions about past lives and meditating, any type of spiritual or mystical question you might have. John is interested in answering those questions. And also, if you would have a story to share about a mystical experience that you had, whether it be one of a special healing, a supernatural healing, or a visit from a loved one in spirit, be it a person or a loved one who was a pet. So again, that number is 818-739-8818 for Journey of the Light with Reverend John White, one of the registered mediums at Lilydale, New York, who has the Lilydale radio show. You can also listen to Celeste Elliott Friday mornings at 10 a.m., Colleen Van Der Zijden Tuesdays at 8 p.m., and Willa White on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. You're listening to Journey of Light with Reverend John White in Lilydale, New York. And Ellie, what was your question regarding...
The upcoming year, he said that he did see me moving. I also been, I see spirits at nighttime, and I've been having a block. I haven't seen anybody. I haven't got any good intuition. And I was just wondering, like, for the upcoming year, what should I do with that? Should I pursue into classes or what?
Okay. Now, John was saying that he was recommending a book by James von Prague on developing your mediumship. And then, of course, also Lilydale has many classes in mediumship that you might want to take. And on Sundays, you can take, you can come in and visit Lilydale and receive messages from one of the mediums at one of the church services and connect with the mediums there.
But does he see me, does he suggest I should pursue this? Hello?
Again, you're listening to Journey of the Light with John White at Lilydale, New York. And we apologize. We're having some technical difficulties tonight due to John being in Montreal, Canada, where there is a lot of snow and ice. And I believe that that's part of the reason he keeps getting kicked off the air, so to speak. So we can have a little patience, and John will be on in just a moment.
Joyce, he said something about me going to a gym. I've had neck surgery and back surgery, back issues, and I was just wondering why, you know, like he suggested, like going to the gym.
Okay, he was getting a an intuitive impression that going to the gym would be good for you, and I believe that he was going to recommend something specific for you. Okay, he's coming on again, so. John, are you
Hello.
There?
Sorry. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're having technical difficulties. It keeps on going off the air. Hi, Joyce. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go now. I'm going to try to stay on the air as much as I can, but it keeps on throwing me off the air. So now we're going to Grace from Pennsylvania.
No. Ellie is still holding. She wanted you to finish your answer about her going to the gym. She was recently in a car accident, and she wanted to know what you saw about her going to the gym.
Okay, well, I saw her moving in a really nice place, and it was like in a village type of place. And I saw a gym where they do rehabilitation, and there was a nice swimming pool just up the street, actually. It actually reminds me of something like an LA Fitness. That's what I really got, and that's what I was trying to say before we got cut off.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, honey.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Hello, Joyce. Are you there? Okay. We're going to. Okay. Hello. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, I'm sorry we got cut off. The internet went down. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful. Does my father need to tell me something?
Pardon me?
Does my father have a message for me?
Okay, now just a moment here. I want to make sure that I'm not... No, I need to ask you this question first. Did your father smoke a lot of cigarettes before he passed on?
Cigars, yes.
Okay, well, the reason why it's an unusual question, I smell a lot of smoke around me. I want to make sure that I'm actually in contact with him. Did he also have problems in his digestive system and his heart?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
then
I just want
to make sure that.
Attack.
Okay, good. Then we're in contact with him. I just want to make sure we have the right energy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He seems to be talking about they seem to be talking about natural talents of yours. I got a feeling of money with you, and then I got a feeling of natural talents with you. So are you doing what you love to do in life?
Yes, I advise graduate students. I love students. I love teaching.
Okay, because the message I seem to be getting from him is I felt a lot of joy in your natural talents, okay? And from those natural talents, I obviously felt prosperity with you.
I haven't gotten
that
part yet. I haven't gotten the prosperity part yet.
Now, I was just going to say, listen to you. Prosperity is more than money, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so if you get to do what you love to do, then obviously that's prosperity. But as I'm continuing to tune into you, I get a feeling you're going to be asked to be head of a new department, actually. Okay?
Nice.
Have you ever taught at nighttime?
No, but that's my dream. I want to get my master's, and it'll take me 18 months. I just finished my bachelor's, my BA. I just finished that, and I'm starting my master's probably in the fall. It'll take me 18 months, but then I want to teach, like, continuing education at night. I could do that.
Well, good. Listen, we're on the same page here. Okay. So I do believe I believe that's your father's message. Okay.
Oh, how awesome. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling us tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Next,
go ahead.
We have Amy calling from Connecticut, and she has a question regarding one of her beloved pets, her dog, Lexi. Amy, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Okay, Amy, how can we help you tonight?
I know, I'm always calling John. I'm making a decision to leave like a week earlier from Florida, and I just wonder how that's going to work out with my job.
Now, ask me the question again, honey. Make it clear.
I said, I just wonder how that's going to work out with my job. Are they going to be okay with me early or not?
Okay, let me go into your energy. You know, destiny means that there are some things that your soul agreed to before we come into the world. Okay, so I'm not an astrologer, but as I'm looking in your astrological chart, which is my way of talking about destiny, you are supposed to move. I feel as though the move is happening to you. Okay, so I do feel as though I do feel that you're on the right track. Okay, and I do believe that you'll never look back, all right? And as I go ahead with you, I feel, when I say fruitful, I feel a very fruitful life in front of you. But I'm also looking at different courses that you're taking. I'm in your future, and you could say I'm looking at different certificates from different courses that you haven't taken yet. Are you interested in continuing your education?
Yes.
Because
yes,
I feel as though, you see, what I'm doing is I'm tuning into the time that when you'll be doing that, actually. Okay? So I do feel, in a nutshell, it is your destiny to move. It is your destiny to go ahead and to get on with your life. Now, you know, as I'm tuning into you also, I do feel... Now, remember, I'm not a doctor, but, you know, health, you could say health has to do with energy. And I do feel as though there is an improvement in your energy, which means there's an improvement in your health. How are you feeling with your own health recently?
Good. A little stressed out, but good.
Okay, a little stressed out, but good. Okay, because I really do feel as though there's an improvement with your physical health. Now, remember, I'm in a part of my mind that plays with time. So when I talk about your health in the future, I believe that this move that you're going to make It will improve your emotions and how you feel about yourself and about life, which will, in return, improve your health. Okay? So I get a feeling of this is going to be a very productive, very positive year coming up in front of you.
Okay.
Okay,
John.
Okay, thank you for calling
much.
Us. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Okay. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, take care. Okay, good. Hi, Joyce. Are you still there, the
Hi,
producer?
Here.
Yes, I am. And, in fact, I believe that Amy also had a question about her dog, Lexi. Were you picking up on anything as to whether or not...
Now, is Lexi the dog that's passed on? Is that what you're saying?
No, Lexi is alive, and she's sick.
Okay, good. Okay, I mean, good, because I wasn't sensing anyone who's passed on. Okay, let me go visit Lexi, okay?
Okay.
Now, remember, I'm not a doctor, not even a veterinarian, actually. But when I go visit Lexi, I seem to be tuning into the digestive system and also the lungs, okay? Now, since I'm not a veterinarian, I don't know what a dog feels like when they have the flu, but that's what I seem to see, and I am definitely not telling this young lady to give Lexi antibiotics, but I feel as though that if she were to take it to a veterinarian, that's exactly what they would offer. Okay, thank you, Joyce, for reminding us of the other question.
Okay, and we actually have a text message from Seal in Ohio. She wants to know, when she's meditating sometimes, she has a very clear movie-like experience. But other times, she has very few visions or pictures. Is this due to the environment that she's in, or is it in order to learn other clear, like clairvoyant abilities, clear sentience, and clear augustions, and clear audience? She says, when she's in Lilydale, her meditation is very clear.
Excellent question. Okay. And part of the answer to that is there's something called biorhythms in us, natural laws of biorhythm in our body. And when we're on a high emotional rhythm, and we get on a high emotional rhythm every month, then we're intuitively more present. Now, in Lilydale, when she's in a place like Lilydale, where you have approximately 25 to 30,000 people who come there in the summertime, the energy is there. The energy is all there, okay? It's like that famous saying of Einstein. It's all energy, that's all there is to it. And so when she's experienced what is known as an emotional high biorhythm, she'll be more intuitive because the emotional energy is there. And when she's in places like Lilydale, her energy will be up also. But in order for her to help to monitor that whole thing, if she meditates, then she overrides the ups and downs of the biorhythms, and she puts herself in more of a place of equilibrium. And so that's called self-discipline. And sometimes I do believe that the guides and angels will come and give us visions at night in order for us to help us to develop our intuition. And then we also may have something called lucid dreaming. And lucid dreaming is that when we're dreaming at night and all of a sudden we become conscious in the dream and we can get visits. Okay? And that's what I get with that. Okay, thank you, Joyce, for asking that question on behalf of that young lady.
Well,
okay,
thank you.
Joyce, do we have
John,
someone else
actually,
online?
Yes, we have Lori from New Hampshire, and she is actually a fellow medium, and she would like to share with you a story about her mediumship experiences.
We'd love to hear that. Yes.
Hi, John. I'm doing readings. I'm from Sarasota, Florida, so I know you. Miss you.
Okay.
But I'm in New Hampshire working as a full-time medium. Recently, I have been astral traveling in readings and actually doing past life readings that way. So I'm there and I'm able to find them and describe everything about this certain life. So what comes up in these readings is that there's three or four lifetimes that they were doing things that gave them joy, that were the happiest times of their life, or they might have been drawn to these places. So out of the 20,000 whatever lifetimes, you know, three or four that come up, the soul is reminding them of what it is that they were choosing to do in this lifetime.
Okay, definitely, because actually we also regress people into past lives. And the three things that a person can learn about themselves in past lives is that they can learn what their natural talents are. They may see themselves studying with specific people. And if you reproduce those disciplines in that environment, then you come up with the natural talents in this lifetime. And the other one, of course, as you know, is relationships, right? And sometimes it's called soul recognition. And what we can do is that we can get in touch with the behavior patterns of our relationships. And then the other kind is more like is like what Brian Weiss. There's a famous psychologist who wrote a book on
Hello?
Hi, Lori. Hi, everybody. We're having another technical difficulty. John keeps getting kicked off the line. He's up in Montreal, Canada, which is his hometown, actually. So if you want to just have a little patience, he will get back to you. John actually is the vice president of the Spiritual Science Fellowship up in Montreal, Canada, where they awarded him an honorary PhD over the summertime, and he got to see the famous Patch Adams. If you're familiar with Patch Adams, he's still around, and he teaches people clowning to cheer up the sick and the dying. So if you're curious about that, you can go see Patch Adams and get clown training. Hi, John. You're back on the air.
Thank you. We're sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a place right now where there's a lot of snow, and the weather is not that good, and so we keep on losing the internet connection. We were speaking to a young lady who was talking about reincarnation. Is she still on the air?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm sorry we got cut off, honey.
That's okay. Not your fault.
And we were talking about, you know, you could find out our natural talents and past lives, and then we could find out relationships, and we could also find out, perhaps work on our phobias and fears. What you're doing in that, you're actually doing time traveling. And when you're in your timeless mind, you know, you go back and forth. So how is past life? Let me ask you a question that our listeners would love to hear. How has past lives or the awareness of that helped you in your life? Or do you feel as though it's been relevant in helping you at all?
It's relevant in helping the people that I'm serving. I didn't ask for this kind of service. It just started to come in. So it's helping people to connect with loved ones, maybe on the other side that they had a different experience with in this lifetime, and they had a very loving experience in another lifetime. It has helped people to ignite things that they had been thinking about and wanting to do or wondering about. Everyone leaves really happy. And so my question to you is, so this came on suddenly, and you know, I went with it and just called it past life readings because my guides were saying, we got it. This is, you know, this is how it's happening, and you're going to be fine. So can I do this on my own?
Can you find out your own past lives? Is that what you're asking?
Well, I do have remembrances of past lives. Can I astral travel on my own or by location?
We all leave our physical body every single night. Okay?
Right.
So we're doing it every night. So whether you can do it consciously or not, that depends, that does take discipline. So you can learn how to harness that energy. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, and one of the good ways of doing it is we always go back to what the Dalai Lama told us, actually. He said that when you're dreaming and your consciousness and you're conscious that you're dreaming, there is awareness there. Now, I'm talking about lucid dreaming, okay?
Exactly.
So when you're dreaming and you know you're dreaming, there's a consciousness there. And in Tibet, they teach the lamas how to soul travel or to have out-of-body experiences. The beginning. That would be the beginning. So that's a good place to start, actually. Okay,
then I will do that. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it.
Thank
and
you
I miss you.
I miss you, too. Thank you very much for calling us. Thank you. Okay. I do believe we have someone by the name of Lori from New Hampshire. Is that right, Joyce?
Lori, we just spoke with Lori. Next, we have Grace.
Okay.
She's from Pennsylvania, and it's her first time calling in, and she actually has a question regarding her house.
Okay. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you very much.
Okay.
What is your
question?
I had been thinking about adding a room onto the house. I have an 85-year-old mother who built a split-level house and doesn't want to live like in a ranch-style house, but I was thinking of building a bedroom and bathroom so that it's a ranch style, and part of it is to help her and make her more comfortable. And
you know what you should do?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let me go visit your grandmother, your mother, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Your mother's your grandmother.
Okay. My mother.
Mm-hmm. Let me go visit her first. Would like, say her name and I'll go visit her first and I could tell you some better things. Go ahead.
Her name is Connie.
Okay, let me go visit
and
Connie.
West Grove, Pennsylvania.
Okay, good. Let me go visit Connie. Are you planning on making it senior citizen safe?
That's part of it, yes.
Yeah, because I feel that's very important, okay? I get a feeling, we'll just call it senior citizen safe, because as we're going into the future, I feel as though your mother's going to obviously need that, okay? And I also get a feeling, I'm in her mind, and she's hoping that you do that. I mean, she's hoping that you build that, because, you know, I do believe that she would like her own privacy also, okay, but also feeling connected to the family, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I want to talk about this adding value to your house. It's not just a house; it's a home. I want to talk about this adding value to your home. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do feel a man here. It feels like your father, the true your father's passed on.
That's correct.
Okay, because I get a feeling, as my interpretation, I get a feeling your father, it's your father's idea that you should do that. Okay?
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's your father's idea that you, now how they communicate with us is that they think of us. And, of course, you know, sometimes we think it's our idea. But what I'm trying to say to you is I feel as though your father's encouraging you to do that because he would like his wife, which is your mother, to feel comfortable for the next several years, okay? But it is important that it's kind of like senior citizen safe, okay? How's your mother's eyes? How's your mother's eyes?
Fair. She has issues. Yes.
She has issues. Okay. I'm not a doctor, but I'm actually tuning into those issues. That's why I asked you that question.
She has some macular degeneration.
Okay. Now, I don't know how that affects night vision, but as I'm in your mother's mind, I definitely get a feeling it is affecting her ability to see when the lights aren't bright. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And and I get a feeling of, I guess it's called parallel vision, you know, the vision that you see from the side. I get a feeling that seems to be dimming. That seems to be dimming also. Okay.
Okay.
So the original question was building an extension or another room. And I get a feeling of when I think of your father, or when you say your father thinks of us, I feel as though he would agree with that. Okay.
Yes. Wow.
Okay. Good. Now, while you're on the line, we have just a few more moments. Was there another question you had?
That was the main one. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much for calling us tonight, honey. Thank you.
Okay.
Good. Hello, Joyce.
Yes. Hi, John. We have a call from Ellen, our friend Ellen, formerly of the Villages and now of Pennsylvania. She has a question for you regarding a procedure she's going to be having in January. Ellen, are you there?
I'm here, Joyce.
Hi, honey.
Hi,
how are you?
Well,
okay.
I moved to Pennsylvania, and the house caught on fire the day before I moved in. Then a car hit me from behind, and then I crushed my hand in the door volunteering at the hospital. So I need some good news from you, John.
Oh, my God, honey. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's all true.
Okay. Well, I seem to be able to pick up people's fathers, but I am thinking of your father. Have you felt your father around you recently, or?
Oh, I loved my father in the holidays. I mean, you know, you think of the ones that have been in your life and they're gone now.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, as soon as I tune into you and I get beyond you, I think of your father. Okay.
Okay.
And you know, when I think of your father, I'm thinking of you now, and I'm in your emotions now, and I really do believe, regardless of what has happened in the past, there in the last little while, I do feel things are beginning to calm down. I do believe that you're getting your focus back again, okay? Now, your father's talking about music. Have you ever done anything with music?
Well, I sang as a child. My mother played the piano, but not now. I used to do karaoke, but no, not now.
Okay, no. Now, when we're doing this, remember, we're in a part of our mind that plays with time, so this message may not mean anything to you right now, okay? But I do get a feeling as time goes on. Oh, I'm in the springtime now as I'm actually tuning into you. And I get a feeling of this thing about music in the springtime will be a lot more meaningful to you than what it is right now. Let me ask you a question. I see a lot of young children around you. Are you doing, besides your own grandchild, are you doing anything with children at this time?
No, but I actually had a call from the hospital today. I've been trying to find the right place in the hospital to volunteer. And
that's it.
Being an event planner,
yeah.
I don't know where God is leading me, you know, but, you know, I wanted to wait till after the surgery before I started worrying about that. And so,
well, I see a lot of children around you, okay?
Oh, good.
And I'm actually, now let me go there. I feel artistic. I feel artistic. I see you with children. I see you in a room with a group of children. Now, this is only my interpretation. I do believe that these children must be somehow connected with the hospital because I'm sensing that some of them had and some of them still have some serious diseases, okay? And I get a feeling that they're still very functional, okay? But I get a feeling of in an art class and you're helping to bring joy into the life and you're using art to do this. Okay. Now, again, even though this doesn't make sense to you, I do believe I'm getting this message from your father, actually. Yeah, that's what I get. So I God do get a feeling him. Now, it's, and even though it may sound general, I do feel as though things are beginning to smooth out for you, and I see you getting your focus back in life. Now, when we get our focus back in life, we get our passion back.
Right.
Okay? We get our passion back,
right.
And I can definitely see that. I can see that happening with you. I also see in my mind, now I don't know if this is old news or new news, but I also see around you people that you're getting connected with a church group, and I see you doing, I see you going off on trips with a church group, and also I don't know if you like to dance or not, but I get a feeling that there'll also be social events. So it's almost like you're getting your joy back. And that's what we seem to be getting for you tonight.
Oh, thank you, John and Joyce.
Thank you so much. It's a joy to hear from you, honey. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
We do have
Joyce,
a question. Yes, hi. We have a question from Vince in Erie, Pennsylvania. He's a little shy to call, so he sent it to us. And I'm just going to go ahead and read his question.
Okay.
As a forensic medium, I am occasionally asked to help out a well-known Connecticut medium on various cases from criminal to missing person cold cases. I know of one case in Western New York where a woman has been missing almost 10 years, and the case was reopened in May of 2016. Her family does not want her remains to be found. Leave her in peace, as a family member said to the news media. I find that when a missing person has passed more than 8 years ago, I am not able to receive information from spirit on the location. For the lack of better words, is there a quote-unquote time limit from spirit to be aware that they're missing?
No, that's obviously all individual. That's all individual, okay? But this is only my interpretation, you know. That person may not be with us anymore in this world, okay? It's a feeling I'm getting. And when I think of their remains, if I may say that, I just sense a lot of water. I just get a feeling of a lot of water. So they may be around in a lot of water. That's the feeling that I get. And I get a feeling of most of the so-called forensic material that would be there. Most of it's not there anymore. I do feel as though this person who has passed on, if I'm getting this right, is in peace, is with the family on the other side of life. And whether they admit it or not, the family does feel them around sometimes. But that is rather personal, and that's what I get. Okay, Joyce.
Thank you. And then we have one.
No,
email
no, one
from
more because we're coming. We're coming to the end of the program. So we want you. Do you want to say anything about Lilydale, Joyce?
Yes, in Lilydale, even though the prime season is the summertime, Lilydale does have events going on year round. Specifically, we have three different church services every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. There are actually two different church services. One is the National Church, and that's being held at the Healing Temple. For those of you who have been to Lilydale before, you know the Healing Temple is where there are healing services, free healing services, several times a day, every day in the summertime. And then at 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, there's also a church service at the Church of the Living Spirit right in the Assembly Hall on Cleveland Avenue. And at 6:30 p.m. there's a church service on Dale Drive at the Fellowship of the Spirit. And all of these church services include a lecture, free healing, and sporadic mediumship messages to participants. And then once a month there's a brunch, a community brunch, where everyone is welcome to join if it's $10. And on Wednesday evenings, barring a blizzard like we've been having, from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m., there's a healing service at the Healing Temple.
where people can come and get free healings, and then there's also messages that people receive as well. We have African drumming at Lilydale on Thursday night. On Friday nights, there is mediumship development with Judith Rochester, a longtime medium, and those classes are very popular as long as it doesn't get snowed out. So pay attention to messages regarding, you know, possible cancellations for that class. I know there have been a few canceled due to the snow. You can find out more information on the Lilydale Assembly website, lilydaleassembly.com.
Okay, so thank you, Joyce. Now we have 90 seconds left, Joyce.
An email message from Sarah. She is from Boston, Massachusetts. She says she is interested in pursuing a graduate degree, and she wants to know what area you see her succeeding in.
Okay. I'm there now, and I actually see the word psychology. I saw psychology written on the blackboard. In basic psychology, there is also the study of the nervous system and the anatomy and things like that. And I kind of sense all that. And I also sense her being a counselor, helping other people. But this other thing that I'm getting with her is, I guess you could call it a life coach, okay? And if I slip way into her future, into her astrological chart, which is a way of talking about her future possibilities, she could become independently employed. That means that she would end up working for herself. She's a little bit of a medium, actually, and that's the message. And we're going off the air in a few moments, so on behalf of Lilydale, New York, the City of Light, thank you for tuning in to us tonight, and we do apologize that we got cut off now and again. Okay, remember that it's possible.